good morning. The Phil Show is on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Sun's up, 73 later. Might feel a little cooler, north-northeast wind, and then here comes Nicole, or what's left of her. Some heavy bands of rain. She is a bit powerful. Hit the coast of Florida with a Cat 1. And then you got, you know, those folks have, they got to be tired of this, man. I got to be tired of this. The power out and this and that. But nothing like Ian. So that's the good news there. Nothing like Ian. I can't believe the news we did a minute ago. 78% of us are going to buy pre-owned gifts. Is the economy that bad? Is this kind of crazy? Shoot. Jim Brogan is our financial guru. Jim Brogan. He knows. He's got, it's like Neil Denton. If it grows, he knows. If it's money, he's your honey. That wasn't good. But Jim Brogan. Or he did. Oh, there he goes. Now he joins us on the live line. Landon got.
Hey, good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Landon's got chunky fingers there. It's crazy. Hey, man, how's it going? You doing good?
Yeah, man, I'm doing great. I'd like it to be just a little cooler, but man, the weather's been beautiful. Mm. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving. Yeah, for the holidays, it's got to get a little cool. And then come January 2nd, I'm ready for spring.
All right. Coming up Saturday, you got Kathleen Eidelman, author of I Said This, You Heard That. This is about communication for married people, just each other, what?
It's for all kinds of communication. I'm sure that my wife will be listening very intently. But I've heard wonderful things about her. And so I think it's great for business owners and executives. I think it's great for families. I think it's great for friendships. I think it's great, Phil, coming out of this contentious midterm election, I think it's great for how we even communicate with people that disagree with us on things.
Isn't it amazing? We used to have people, we used to have friends we disagreed with. Now it's everybody's labeled. And yeah, man, you gotta do the love thing. Well, speaking of that, election day is over, kinda. You know, you still got the Georgia and then some other stuff. And every time, politics is in the air and this, that, and the other, and somebody said this, somebody said that, it seems that the stock market, especially, contentious races, it seems like the stock market is affected. Why does that affect it, and is it affected from the midterms?
Sometimes, Phil, when the stock market reacts like that, it's just a short-term reaction on what may or may not happen in the future. And often prognosticators are wrong. I think I remember when Trump was elected in 2016, economists, the general consensus was that the market would go down 10% because of the uncertainty of his policy, but yet the market went up 10% over the next several weeks. I think when you look at a little bit longer trends, I've gone back and looked at all presidential cycles since the late 1700s.
Wow.
And I guess the real takeaway I would give you, I'm going to give you a couple of interesting trends, Phil, but the real takeaway I would give you is that the underlying economic conditions are going to drive the market more than what's going on in Washington. At least that's what's happened historically. I think politics, we tend to get so focused on it, especially with as contentious as it's been. Historically, it's been more the fundamental economic issues we're dealing with. Right now we've got high inflation. We've got Federal Reserve raising interest rates still. We've got a lot of uncertainty. Now, having said that, overwhelmingly, Phil, the 12 months following a midterm election cycle are positive in the stock market historically. Believe it or not, we have never started a recession in year three of a presidential term.
Okay.
And now this may be the first time.
Right.
It may happen late next year, but overwhelmingly the third year of a presidential term is the best. Now, there are some reasons for that. I think some of it is you usually have the pendulum swing politically. So it looks like the Republicans will have the House. And as a rule, the market does prefer a divided government.
Yes.
Because you don't get good policies that are too extreme.
Right.
So we'll have to see where this goes, but you know, I think the underlying economic realities are going to drive things more than anything else.
So we're not in a recession right now.
Well, we may be. I don't think we are. But I mean, we don't know till after we're in it. But I don't think we are, Phil. There's too many positive things that are out there.
Right.
I do think we're probably headed that way.
Okay.
But I don't think we're there yet.
And the Fed keeps raising rates. They keep going higher. How many more? I mean, and they tell me. And I took a class, and I don't remember exactly how this works. They say, you know, raising interest rate fights inflation. How many more times are they going to raise this thing? Or do you even have a guess?
Well, I think they're definitely going to raise in December, and it's either going to be a half a point or three quarters of a point. I'm hopeful at that point, Phil, that they'll pause and give the interest rate hikes a little bit of time.
Right.
To marinate and affect the economy. And there is some speculation that may be what they do. That was one of the reasons the market was up so much in October, was speculation that the Fed will pause after December's rate increase. But that is yet to be determined. I'm hopeful that that's what they'll do.
All right. We're going to hang with Jim Brogan, president of Brogan Financial, and he... Unfortunately, he wants it to get colder because,
not cold. I don't want to be cold. I like it to be about 70 degrees.
Yeah, okay.
And a low of about 55.
All right, well, that's kind of what we're getting today. Then this weekend, if you're going to the game this weekend, the high is like 50. So you got to wrap up to go cheer on the Vols, and it's a noon game with Mizzou. Coming up, I want to talk about seniors and cost of living and Social Security. And I understood every bit of that there. Hey, good morning to Phil's show on the air with Jim Brogan. You hear more Living with Jim Brogan on the weekends. He has awesome guests, and talks about the living. And here you go. Listen to that. 1.9 at 1.9, Nebraska has the lowest unemployment of any state ever. Wow. Evidently, there's nothing to do in Nebraska. I mean, if you know, that's, oh boy. Evidently, there's nothing to do. Jim Brogan. It is good to have you. Getting ready to have a blessed Thanksgiving and a lot to be thankful for. And certainly people who are looking to retire can be very, very thankful. Now, we just talked about supply chain and inflation, and Washington's like running around chasing their tail and they don't know and whatever. If you're getting ready to retire or you're looking to retire, now what? I mean, this is probably not good news, is it?
Well, it's a big challenge, there's no question, because on the one hand, you've got inflation creeping up. And so things are going to be costing more and more. And we already know inflation is one of the biggest enemies of retirement income. You know, it kind of sneaks up on you. It's like cholesterol. And it's becoming an even bigger issue. But then on the other side, interest rates are staying really, really low. So it's just hard to earn much money on traditional things like bonds and CDs. So it puts people in a little bit of a predicament. And so the key, I think, Phil, is to, in the short term, For short-term income, if you're getting ready to retire, you know, set aside 5, 6, maybe even 7 years' worth of income in things that are very, very stable that aren't in the stock market. Because we know in the stock market, you know, what happens in the short term is just a crapshoot. It's a gamble. Over time, we believe the market to perform, but not in the short term. We just don't know.
Okay,
so you don't need to be living or depending on stock market investment for income.
So you're saying don't move the bonds, don't move the CDs, don't put that in something, trickier. Is that what you're telling
me? No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm confused then.
No, that's okay. For short-term income needs, you should be putting things in short-term things that granted are not going to pay much.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is you said bonds. So if they're short-term bonds, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But most bond mutual funds still are at tremendous risk moving forward to losing money if interest rates do eventually rise and as inflation continues to rear its ugly head. So the traditional bond funds that people are used to as a way to hedge risk, that's more the risk side of things. What I'm fundamentally saying is set aside some money that's granted not going to make much for the next four or 5 years for income.
Right. See these,
but the correct, that is correct. But then the for long-term growth to beat inflation, it needs to be invested for growth. The problem is, if I could leave one thing today, it's the danger of traditional bonds and traditional bond funds. They just were at the front edge of more than likely an historic bear market in U.S. in traditional bonds. And what they've done historically, Phil, is offered a little bit of hedge in the short term to the stock market. The problem is they're going to just kill you in the long term. So people have really got to reexamine how they're hedging risk in a portfolio. They've got to have greater diversification, have bonds that can get – there are other types of bond, non-traditional bonds that can go up when interest rates go up. I think how we diversify our growth investments has to be completely looked at in a different way.
Jim Brogan, for those folks who are looking to retire and seeing all of this on the landscape, are you doing another seminar soon? I know you do them at Pellissippi and places. Are you doing another one soon?
Well, my next UT class, my next class is at the University of Tennessee Adult Education. It's on February the 1st and the 8th.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're not doing any in December. So it will be February 1st and the 8th. People can go to broganfinancial.com and click on classes. Phil. Phil, I've also just released a new guide called Retirement and Inflation. It is specifically about this inflationary problem, and people can download that at my website. If they go to broganfinancial.com and click on resources, it's right there at the top, Retirement and Inflation.
I see it,
and they can download that for it's complimentary.
All right. That's pretty, you know what? And you can't get any better than that. Well, please be careful. Traveling mercies on your Thanksgiving holiday. And we have thank you. A lot to be. I'm just going to Hardin Valley. That's about as far as we're going to go, I think. not too far. But thank you so very much. Godspeed. And we'll talk soon. Jim Brogan. And those shows will still be on, though, this weekend, of course. More Living with Jim Brogan. All right. We'll see you now. Thank you.